This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. With this week being National FFA Week, I checked in with Hillsborough High School's new ag teacher, Mrs. Kate Niemeyer. Kate has been involved with the planning for the FFA Alumni Dinner Dance taking place this Saturday, and she filled me in on what activities the chapter is participating in for National FFA Week.
I'm Kate Niemeyer. This is my first year as the ag teacher here at Hillsborough High School. Grew up in Butler, so alum of the Hillsborough FFA chapter. Just very excited to be back here. Things are going well here my first year, and I'm very excited to be spearheading the first FFA week back at Hillsborough. So things are going great so far this week. Of course, the kids are excited about our dress-up days. I've got some of my fellow faculty members judging our dress-up days. We've got some boot and flannel dress-up days. We've also got a camo day, John Deere versus Case. We'll have a driver tractor school day on Friday. And more importantly, what I'm more interested in is we're doing a Kiss the Pig contest. The FFA officers have nominated six gracious teachers, have agreed to participate. And our students are voting via their loose change which teacher will kiss the pig at an assembly on Wednesday. And the proceeds from that fundraiser will go towards SOS, the Suicide Outreach and Support Group, that has been started here in Montgomery County for those individuals who have been touched by suicide. And then on Friday, we will be serving a teacher appreciation lunch, as we will be having early out in the teachers will be going to institute in the afternoon.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of great events planned for the week, and it sounds like a busy week. And I know you're also involved with the FFA alumni group, and you have something coming up on Saturday for that as well.
Yes, I will be running 100 miles an hour this week with the kids and keep it on going into Saturday with the FFA alumni group, who have been working hard this winter for their third annual alumni dinner dance that will happen at the KC Hall here in Hillsborough this weekend. And it is not too late to get your tickets. It'll be at the KC Hall in Hillsborough. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner starts at 6. We have all kinds of goodies. There will be seed corn, all kinds of silent. There's a silent auction, a live auction. Of course, all the seed corn and chemicals from M&M and Feaster. Lots of companies have been so gracious to our organization to donate. Lots of local businesses, restaurants, lots of oil changes, believe it or not, on the bid. We hope to see you there. $30 an individual, $50 a couple, or if you would like to bring yourself and 9 of your closest friends, you can get a table of 10 for $250.
And how are tickets available for purchase? Should they contact you, and who's invited to attend as well?
Anybody in the community who would like to support the Hillsborough FFA or the Hillsborough FFA alumni is invited to attend. You can call here at the high school. That number is 532-2841. Or you can call Wayne Wiedekin, my lovely father. He's the Hillsborough FFA alumni president. His number is 851-0153. To get tickets, we'll have gun raffles. There might even be some Cardinals baseball tickets show up. We also have a mystery raffle cooler, which is always a big hit. We do have a karaoke contest, so there'll be lots of good food and lots of good things to drink. So it's always a good time.
Kate Niemeyer, Hillsborough High School FFA advisor. We'll be back with an update from CHS after these messages. Checking in with CHS today for our weekly update, and we're going to be hearing from Christy Ford, who is a grain merchandiser for CHS out of their Carrollton location. Christy, let's start out today by talking about the markets. What are they looking like, and what are some trends that you've been seeing?
Thank you for having me today. We're not dealing with the usual market here. Normally we're, the trend of up on Fridays and when the dollar's up, we're down. Those are not proving to be true anymore in this current market. And this market has been fairly stagnant, with China being on holiday at the beginning of the month. And now with the South American crop coming off, we're getting a little excitement.
Something else I wanted to touch on was basis contracts.
Yeah, basis contracts that are written over the March board are getting ready to expire here at the end of the month. So those either need to be priced or rolled. The next roll, if you should decide to do that, we're looking at a 4.5 cent spread on corn and 3.25 on beans. And that'll get you through until the last day in April.
And if guys would like to sign up for that, just call the office there and talk with you.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wanted to touch on new crop prices as well. You said those are important to be watching right now.
Yes, as planting season, we start getting our planters ready and things out of the shed again. It's always important to remember to get your offers in with your merchandiser before you start doing that type of work. I know, you know, planting minds are not always merchandising minds, but sometimes we get some good prices there. March corn, for instance today, we're at $3.95. And I know we're working really hard to get $4 right now. $3.95 is a good futures level, and you can lock that in. Hopefully, tie it in with a positive basis level later, and be just fine. So,
well, is there anything that we haven't touched on today, or how can people contact you for questions?
Well, you can call me at the Carrollton office here at 942-6922. And we'd be happy to talk to you.
Once again, that was Christy Ford, grain merchandiser for CHS. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.